If there's any imbalance, any pain in relationship with your mother, and even if you're not aware of it, even if you're not watching, it's like, no, my relationship is really good with my mother. Even then, even subconsciously, for example, in the womb where this first subtle connection was created, there already you could experience any sense of unsafety or anything that your mom was going through in pregnancy of you. And if we don't feel safe in this first connection, we don't really trust life. That's what the thing I wanted to like make the bridge, because you said about the trusting, you know, because this is so crucial, like the connection with our mother in the womb already, and even afterwards, the moment we are born and this bonding moment, this is like, if we don't trust her because we sense any unsafety, it's like we don't trust life. Because she is our life. She is who created us.
You are listening to the Love Rebel podcast. This is a podcast hosted by me, Sietske de Waard, and we are speaking into female embodied leadership. If you are a woman on a mission, if you feel that there's a calling in your heart, in your soul, then this is the place to be. There will be so many beautiful subjects around being a feminine leader, being in a soul-led business, that this will be awesome for you. We will redefine the way we do business in here. So stay tuned and enjoy.
Welcome to another episode of the Love Rebel podcast. If you're watching the YouTube also, welcome. We are going to speak into such a beautiful subject around reclaiming your womanhood. In this room, I've invited Solange. She's a trauma therapist working with inner child work, all kinds of beautiful sessions she gives to women especially. And I invited her here because I felt there's so much wisdom in trauma, in the body, and especially when you're stepping into your leadership, you can encounter so many triggers from the past and patterns from the past that kind of can prevent you to step really into your feminine leadership especially. So today we're going to speak into the mother wound, the mother the relationship you have with your mother, or what you got from your mother, and what can prevent you from stepping into your full power. So for this subject, I invited Solange. Solange, welcome to the episode.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here with you. I feel so honored to be here with you and all the other women who are watching right now. Thank you so much.
So Solange and I, we know each other from the retreats I organized last year, and she did so many beautiful trauma release or journeys, inner child journeys, so many different beautiful work, and I was really touched and moved always by her work because it was so profound and shifting in your energy. So Solange, maybe it's nice to kind of introduce yourself. Just let it flow and see what comes up.
Sure. So first of all, thank you again for inviting me. I'm so excited to go into this topic because this topic is a big inspiration, a big part of my work and my own life and personal journey. I'm Solange and I am a trauma healing therapist, also called regression and reincarnation therapist. It's almost the same. And I've been working as a trauma healing therapist now for almost 7 years. And it was mainly my own journey, my own childhood traumas that led me to this work. Because before I was working as a sexual health nurse, so it was already like I was already in the field of helping others, but I was really missing the holistic approach in helping others and giving them the healing they deserve, especially if it comes to sexual trauma. I was seeing a lot of women who would come to me at the sexual health clinic with pain during intimacy, with sexual trauma, sexual abuse, and they would share those stories with me. And I didn't have the space and time and tools yet back then to really give them what they deserved and what I felt like. They need deeper healing. They need more time. They deserve more time. And at the same time, I was going through my own healing journey, and I was receiving inner child healing back then. And after going deep into my own journey, I felt that's really what I would like to offer to other people, especially women, because they deserve this more holistic healing. And yeah, that was actually my journey towards my study and towards my own practice afterwards that I started.
Can you tell me a little bit why this work called you so much, or why this pulled you in? Mm-hmm. What did it do for you?
What it did for me personally, it really liberated so many parts of me that were still stuck energetically in the past. So I was struggling a lot in relationships. I was struggling a lot with feeling not worthy of love, feeling especially not connected with my body and not connected with my femininity. And doing the work, the trauma healing that I received, really brought those parts that were dissociated, that were like in still in a frozen state, they melted, and I could like integrate those parts more within me, and I could actually started to embrace those parts, and at the same time I could embrace my femininity more. I could really see it, and I could also grieve because of that, which was needed, the grief that I denied my femininity. I wasn't a female body, but until that moment, I started to do inner child work, I wasn't honoring it. I was just ignoring it, rejecting it in my masculine, which was burned out because I was too much in it. I didn't feel safe in my femininity. So the more I healed my inner child, especially the relationship with my mother, because I didn't have my mom in my life after my parents' divorce, which created a big lack of feminine energy, a big emptiness. And that emptiness caused me to be more in my masculine and to really... Yeah. Reject, deny my feminine, reject my sexuality, reject my, not only my sexuality, my softness. I became really harsh. I closed my heart. I built a lot of armor around my heart because I felt so unsafe with that part within me, with actually my body, with the softness, the sensuality, the surrendering. All these things actually, and that, like the healing work that I did and still doing, of course, I'm meeting new layers, you know, all the time, brought me back in touch with feeling safe, being in my body, feeling safe with the feminine energies and all the qualities, and seeing actually the beauty of it. Yeah. And that was a big liberation, like seeing the beauty of it instead of rejecting it, being angry at it, like all these feelings that were mostly, not all, coming from my relationship with my mother, because the pain that I still had in my relationship with her and that my inner child was carrying. And I would just internalize that. And that's how I felt about my own femininity.
Yeah. So it's really interesting what you touch up on here, because I believe maybe some of the women that are listening, they don't maybe even know that they are not in touch with their femininity.
Yes. So
I didn't know. I didn't know I wasn't in touch with it. But yeah. Connecting to sensuality shifted everything for me. It was mind-blowing. I thought, whoa, there's sort of... when I got in touch with feminine energy and masculine energy, all of the problems that I encountered in my life, I finally could kind of give words to them, because there was this dynamic in which you could kind of how do you say, contain, it was a kind of a container where I could refer to, oh, this is happening and this is happening. Could you speak into this, what is feminine energy to you? And you say, I wasn't in touch with my feminine energy. And I was like, you don't wake up and think I'm not in touch with my feminine energy, right?
Exactly. Yeah, right.
What did you encounter when you're not in touch with this feminine part of yourself?
Great question. So for me, the entry point actually to become aware that I wasn't connected was actually my cycle, my menstrual cycle. I was struggling with so much pain every month and I hated it. And I went on a journey of like, first on a physical level, like what's out of balance? But while I was in my study and seeing all the emotional imbalances in relation with my mother, I was seeing that I was actually rejecting my own nature as a woman. I hated my womb. I hated my period. I hated those pains. And that led me to really dive into what is it actually? There must be something deeper that my body is telling me instead of those monthly pains and cramping, and I couldn't function. And for me, that was like the gateway to see what is my body and my cycle trying to tell me. And it was actually, I discovered it was screaming like, see me, can you see me? Can you embrace this nature that lives within you? Mm-hmm. And if someone would have told me that like 10 years ago, that I could love my nature as a woman, including my period, including my bleeding, and listen to that, listen to my body, I would have said like, oh my God, I think you're crazy. But the moment I started to discover and really listen to my body and my own nature, I started, for me, that was the portal to my femininity. Yeah. So seeing that nature is actually not linear, because for me, I think in the society we all grew up in the Western world, it's like we have to like live and show up linear. Like, this is how you should do. This is how you plan your life. This is how you should do your everyday work. But while becoming in touch with my nature and my cycle, I was seeing that I'm not meant to be linear. I'm not meant to live like this, because my nature, and then I'm reflecting to my cycle, which is just one example, changes every day, every week. It's like going with this, like the seasons that we have as women, and accepting that, embracing that, also literally healed my period pain. Embracing that, being really in touch with that and listening and honoring it, healed my period pain, which I'm still amazed by, because I couldn't function for years. And that also led me to explore what is it actually being a woman. And the more I was exploring it, the more I was seeing, okay, it's listening to my body, it's feeling my body, it's respecting it, and also really feeling intuitively instead of being up here. Yeah, so that is actually that was my entry point towards my femininity. Yeah.
And of course, we are talking in this podcast a lot about leadership. How does this relate, in your point of view, to stepping into your feminine leadership? What are the benefits? From where to where are you shifting when you connect more to this beautiful body, to this beautiful nature we have as women?
So for me personally, what I have experienced is that reconnecting with my femininity and healing the wounds that I was still carrying, relationship to my mother and my ancestors and all the suppression, like it gave me the permission to really lead by being led by the internal world. So really moving from the inside out and moving by, literally, that's the main thing, really moving from the inside out. And that one day it's like this and one day it's like this, and allowing that instead of this masculine approach, you should do this and this and this and this. And if you don't do it, even, you know, how do I say that? Judging yourself for it or feeling bad because we're so used to this masculine approach. But if I really connect with this fluidity of the feminine, it's like going with the water or of the feminine and feeling my body while I'm leading and following that impulse from the inside out. And that gives you more relaxation. Yeah. Sorry, want to say something?
No, I want to say, so I what spoke up, came out in this conversation, you said, I'm leading with fluidity.
Yes.
I love it. Can you speak into this? What does it mean for you to lead? So there's kind of sort of a straight line.
Yes.
But there's also this
waves
around.
For me, it feels like I have a clear intention where I want to go, but how I go there is with fluidity.
I love it. Because what I see mostly in leadership is either structure, planning, doing.
Yeah.
Going from this kind of mental state of doing, which is fine. It is a way of doing. I don't believe it honors so much the feminine, but okay.
Yes.
But on the other side, there is this image of the feminine doing nothing, being passive, kind of, I'm going to sit and meditate and everything will come to me.
Yeah.
Speak into there is a sort of a combination of masculine and feminine. They complement each other, but not in a rigid or ineffective way, but there is a line, there is a focus, sort of focus, but softer intention.
Exactly. And also that focus, for me, when I lead for my feminine, that focus is allowed to change.
Yes.
That's allowed to take a different direction. If it wants to flow to the right, okay, let's see how it goes there. Instead of like punishing myself. No, this is the focus, you know, this harshness. It's like really being like going with those waves and this fluidity.
And this also feels like you have to kind of establish a sort of a relationship with life, with the universe, with a bigger intelligence. Trusting that you're always being taken care of, because you know, letting go of structure and planning and this mental grip you're holding on to also gives you kind of a safety.
And
stepping into a more feminine way, there's a sense of trust and safety you have to establish, I think.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
You kind of let go, and you can trust, okay, it's not, it doesn't have to be so strict, it can be a little bit loose, and still I'm being taken care of. And maybe that's a really nice bridge towards the mother wound.
I love that you shared that. Yeah. Definitely brought me to this the connection, interconnection with the mother wound, what you just shared.
Because feeling safe and feeling nurtured in life, if you don't feel like you are nurtured by life, probably that's because you don't have the experience.
Exactly. Yes.
Of course, the Mother Earth is the Mother Earth.
Exactly.
So maybe it's a really nice bridge towards the mother wound. But if you feel like, ooh, this is quite difficult for me to let go, to kind of flow and move with all the emotions that I have, feeling safe to have all these emotions and trusting that they are here for a reason. Being able to flow from a high state of productivity towards a more... You in a cycle, you have more these waves of, okay, I'm productive now, I have so much inspiration and I'm acting on it, and then there is like this, okay, nothing is coming out of me. I'm going to lie here like a dead plant now. So trusting this and know that your health, it's quite a step to kind of get from this way we are programmed to be as.
Yeah.
Men. To what yes. it is. So maybe it's beautiful to speak a little bit into this mother wound and how this connects towards this phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So for me, what you just shared, let me feel what it was that you said, but okay, I'm just going to see what wants to come through. But if there's any imbalance, any pain in relationship with your mother, and even if you're not aware of it, even if you're not watching, it's like, no, my relationship is really good with my mother. Even then, even subconsciously, for example, in the womb where this first subtle connection was created, there already you could experience any sense of unsafety or anything that your mom was going through in pregnancy of you. And if we don't feel safe in this first connection, we don't really trust life. That's what the thing I wanted to like make the bridge, because you said about the trusting, you know, because this is so crucial, like the connection with our mother in the womb already, and even afterwards, the moment we are born and this bonding moment. This is like, if we don't trust her because we sense any unsafety, it's like we don't trust life. Because she is our life. She is who created us together with our father, but in the womb, like she's our life. She's our life force. We are being nurtured by her in the womb. Yes. So if there's any sense of unsafety, and as babies, and I don't want to go too deep into that because it's a different topic, but just like be aware that in the womb, as a baby, your energetic field is so open. So you pick up on everything that is maybe makes you feel unsafe in the body. So if we don't trust that first female person in our life that represents life and life force, you can imagine what the impact is later on to trust other women, to trust life, to trust the earth, to trust support, to trust surrender, and then if we don't trust, and we don't feel safe to trust, we don't feel nurtured by our mother, we become really controlling, for example. Yes. Which also leads us to maybe feel more safe in the masculine energy. Because it is more controlling, more focused, less surrendering, less nurturing.
So, yeah. So it's quite interesting what you're speaking into, because at the same time, I'm reflecting towards myself. I feel like as a child, I think I'm a really feminine, I have a really high feminine nature.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at nature, beauty, and feeling really loving and connected. That started to shift when my parents broke up and my mother had to step into a single mother role, which is kind of, and it's so beautiful because I live now with her and we are discussing so many things that are happening inside of me because I'm going through a breakup. And yeah. It's beautiful because she also said, like, I didn't have time to feel, you know, I didn't have time to process all my emotions because I had to take care of three children.
Wow. And so
she started to pick up this masculine part more, I believe that is how it went.
And yeah,
I think that also reflected back to us. So it's so freaking interesting to think how this can evolve and, you know, affect you also.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can find, of course, in so many stages in your life, you can find that you are affected to kind of distrust your feminine energy. And to, of course, there are so many elements that are
yeah
society, you know. Yeah.
Yes, and also the, like what I just said, even if you have a good relationship with your mother and she was there for you, there's also this generational trauma of suppression of our femininity.
Yes.
So we carry that within our DNA. We carry that. So that also causes us to not fully feel safe within our sexuality or sensuality, because we probably all know that a mother or even our grandmothers, that they didn't feel safe or they were not allowed, like generations back, to really show themselves, to show their breast, so to show their body, that was like not done. So you can imagine if they had this program and this maybe experience with men cursing at them or disrespecting them, how that is ingrained within ourselves and how unsafe we maybe feel to show our body.
Yeah.
And how that suppresses our sensuality and our femininity.
Yeah, and so interesting, because normally you don't relate sensuality and sexuality to leadership, to leadership, to business. But to me, it's so connected, because being a feminine leader to me is, there's like this totally different way of creating a business from the way that we learned to create business.
Exactly.
I think I have only this spectrum of what is possible when you are super, super, super connected to your feminine.
Yeah.
You only have this part.
Yeah.
It already changed so incredibly much for me.
Mm.
What we don't realize is being in connection to your sexuality and sensuality is being in connection with your life force, but also with your worthiness.
Yes.
Your worthiness. Oh my God. Really, everything changed for me when I connected to my sensuality and sexuality.
Yeah.
It's your worthiness. It's your safety. It's your pleasure. The way you can trust your inner guidance deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and kind of create this business model or way of business from pleasure and from you know, this inner movement.
Yeah. I'm already getting activated by you just saying it. You know, you see it, and I'm like, you know, my pelvis wants to move, and it's like I feel just like it's getting activated. Yeah.
There's this whole other world, and we don't even know it. And exactly. This is our power, and this exactly because there's power in this energy, because there's this kind of natural attraction you have as a woman, as in doing your things, and you know, using your creativity, but also use your energy and your you see me doing this for the people that are listening, you're not seeing it, but I'm kind of pulling people in, pulling it in.
Healing
and connecting to this feminine energy, it will blow your mind and will shift the whole way you're present in your life and in your business.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
What does this bring up for you?
I was just feeling, you touched on like self-worth and safety, you know, and it's interesting because that brings me back to, you know, worthiness and safety that really lies in your roots, in your root chakra, your sacral chakra. So that brings me immediately all the way back down. That's why I felt this activation in my pelvis, because for me that lies within my womb, within my, you know, within my yoni. It's there and it's getting activated as soon as, if like you always speak about it, and it's like, there's so much power if we really feel safe to lead from there.
And what does it what makes it unsafe. Maybe this is also a really nice bridge to what make you feel unsafe to be inside your body, to feel, to surrender maybe.
So like I already shared before, it's like this
mother wound perception.
What I feel is, if you didn't feel that your mom was emotionally or physically available to you, if you didn't feel this support behind you because she's the one who should support you as a daughter, if there was a lack, an emptiness of that emotional support or physical, can you imagine that if you can't feel the support because she wasn't there, or you had to be there for her because you felt that she couldn't be there for herself, you're not going to drop control, you're not going to surrender and fall back. You're like, oh, I need to control everything in order to feel safe, in order to feel loved, in order to get some love. So in order to feel safe, to really surrender to your body, to your femininity, you need to take care of that part that didn't feel safe or felt rejected or felt abused or felt neglected in the first place. To take care of that little girl that maybe is still screaming for that support that she maybe needed from her mother but didn't receive, because her own mother didn't receive it from her mother, and she had an emptiness, and you can't give from an emptiness. It's impossible.
Yes. Can you dive a little bit deeper into this? You cannot give from emptiness.
Yes. You can imagine, if I always explain it, like if you imagine just a cup of water, having a cup of water that's being filled with like this beautiful high vibe water or whatever you want to pour into this cup. So if this cup is fully filled with love, safety, approval, whatever you need, self-worth, and if it's overflowing, it can just like, imagine if your mother was overflowing with all of this, and it can just flow through you towards you as a daughter. It just flows. You can receive it, and it feels so good to receive that mothering, nurturing energy, and you feel safe, you feel supported. But if there's an empty cup, or maybe a little bit in that cup, she's not even able to give it to you because she's not fulfilled herself with this mother energy, with this feminine energy. So it can flow to you if she didn't receive it. And the beautiful thing about, and we go into like generational trauma healing and ancestral healing, it's like there was some way all the way back, there was a woman in your lineage who was full. She was full, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Otherwise we couldn't be here as a woman. So there was a point that your ancestors or one of them was full, but something happened, a trauma happened that created this lack of maybe femininity, this created these blockages or this like stop or flow of this feminine waterfall, feminine energy, mothering energy. And by releasing that block that somewhere along the way of your lineage has started, you can fill up all your own cup again, or you can even tap into, but it's a completely different topic, tap into that moment in your lineage where there was still this overflowing of feminine energy. So I know I skipped a little bit to a different topic, but it just came intuitively. So this lack of emptiness is for me really, it couldn't be passed on because of trauma, because of unsafety. They blocked it at some point. And if we block it, if we feel unsafe, we suppress it, and we can't give from suppression. Then it doesn't flow. Suppression, trauma freezes, stagnates, life force stagnates. So we can't pour it into another cup. So we can't pour it into our daughter's cup.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
I say at least not fully. Not fully.
No, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit, but a little bit probably as a child doesn't feel safe enough. doesn't feel worthy enough or supported enough, that we really can bloom into this feminine energy, into the womanhood, because we only had this, for example.
I feel so inspired by this, because I think I can see this in my relationships, in my, you know, I can see it in my business. I think maybe a little bit less now. You know, I wonder how you see this, because so this is a little bit personal, but having so much focus on one thing, can that also be, and your cup is not full, can it also be that there's not space for the flow of, hey, your full cup towards other parts of your life? How does this with you?
Definitely, yes. Because if you, and then I come back to actually the heart space and our breast as women, because that is more our yang part of our body. That's more the masculine. We give a lot from our breast, you know, literally, as we feed our babies. Mm-hmm. And so you can imagine if our cup is half full, we keep on giving and maybe over giving, we emptying ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's an energy leak. So in order, and it doesn't need to be perfect, because that's another trap we can get stuck into, you know, but in order to really give also from yourself, from a place of overflowing, it's important you take care of yourself first.
Yeah.
And from there, you can like give from this beautiful overflow of energy. But giving while you have only this little for yourself creates a big leak, creates maybe burnout, depression, feeling depleted.
And I also feel that when you kind of expand the way you feel, let's take pleasure, for example. If you kind of expand the way you give yourself pleasure, and I don't mean like masturbate or something, pleasure is endless.
Yes.
Endless ways.
Yeah.
It can be giving yourself a massage, or giving yourself nurturing.
Yeah.
By amplifying this pleasure you have, kind of feel your own cup even more and more and more, and your cup is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, maybe. That the cup is getting bigger, and I can imagine also that your power to hold the company that you want, or the people that you want to call in to your space, will also amplify, because and that's why I love working with the feminine energy, because then you can sustain more energy inside your business or inside whatever you want. Because there is space to hold.
Yeah. Wow. I love that.
Yeah. So it's actually a really good business strategy to to give yourself pleasure, focus on pleasure.
And I'm happy you said like how expansive pleasure can be, because any woman, and I was one of them until a few years ago, thought like pleasure is just masturbation or sex or whatever, but it's so expansive, so abundant, you know, how we can experience pleasure and fill ourselves up with that, even in food or in smell, in nature or wherever, you know, whatever calls us. It's like letting that all in and allowing. And I think allowance is for me also really permission and allowance to let that all in and nurture myself with that pleasure in whatever way I feel my body wants, needs, desires. And the more I fill myself up, the more expansive I get. And like you said, the more expansive my possibilities are getting in my business, in love life, in whatever, in connections with other women. It's like, it will all expand.
Yeah. Yes. I always wanted to go in another subject, like with polarity, because that's so interesting. Like, how can you create this kind of a feeling of overflow? So, I'm reflecting back, of course, to my own situation. For example, last year I was quite busy in my business. I grew, I expanded. But it was sudden, so I was like, okay, whoa, well, how can I manage this expansion?
Yeah.
So in this way, I felt like the most of my energy went to the business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My relationship, you know? Mm. So I wonder how this works. I'm not sure if this is the right place to talk about it, but it's so interesting because I feel like also when the cup is full, it wouldn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But there's always this kind of dynamics at play that your cup isn't full.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's an interesting topic, and I feel it's actually a separate topic we could dive into another time. But I think for me, what comes to me and how I approach that is really diving deep into myself. Where am I leaking energy? So that's causing my cup to be not fully full yet. And that can be many things. That can be the mother wound, for example. I'm just saying that can be a trauma, but that can also be investing in people or connections that are not fully valuing me, giving more than I'm receiving. You know, I'm pleasing, I'm overgiving, I'm codependent. All of that creates a leak within that cup for me.
Yeah. And I hear you say codependent, people pleaser. This is beautiful because now we are really touching upon the mother wound, right?
Yes.
I know you shared sort of a graphic with a few, how can you recognize what patterns are at play? Can you elaborate on this?
Yes, for sure. So there are a few ways, just as an example, you know, there are many ways how the mother wound can play out. But the thing that you were referring to was one of them is people pleasing. And people pleasing stems normally. Yeah. Here I am. I think many women can. It was my second name for a long time. So
mine as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, it didn't only come, actually, to be honest, from my mother wound. It also came from my father wound.
Yeah.
Which is different
times.
Yeah. So people pleasing stems mostly also from this belief or survival mechanism that we need to, that we feel responsible and that we need to give a lot in order to get love. That we need to take care of the other in order to get love.
Yeah, I feel this.
And that is where confusion starts as a child. If we feel that our parents can be emotionally there for themselves, we pick it up, we start to create this mechanism of feeling responsible for them, because then we know we probably are safe, we probably get love. And the only thing we want as children is get love, feel safe. So that's where it starts. Like they call it also in like a trauma healing world, parentification. You confuse your role as a child and you step into the role of the parent. Oh. And then you feel this responsibility and you go through life, you have relationships and you just operate from that same survival mechanism until you take care of the child, until you become aware that it's actually a trauma response.
Yeah.
And I want to make one small bridge to codependency, because people pleasing codependency, they are quite interconnected.
Yeah.
And codependency really comes also from a sense of feeling unsafe to be with ourselves. And if we need to get love, for example, as a child, to feel responsible, to people please, or to take care, we leave our own energy center, we leave our own body, and we, with our energy, we are there. And we actually almost merge with that other person, because we feel safe, then we hope we get this approval. And this merging, which I experience a lot with men especially, really creates this codependent dynamic, and is really disempowering for you as a woman. Because for me, I felt only safe for a long time as long as I was in this merging, as long as I was more with the other, and I left myself over and over and over again. And it's actually self-abandonment. I was abandoning myself over and over and over again. But that child within me would do everything she could in order to stay safe, which meant back then just to be with my dad and be with my energy with him, so I would feel safe and get his safety and love. And that's one way how codependency can show up. There are many other ways, but there's also a fear of being left alone, you know, fear of being abandoned. Mm-hmm. And as long as I'm in this merging, I still feel this connection, which is not a healthy way of connecting. It's a codependent way. It's a disempowering way, can be a toxic way. But we don't know that as children, as little girls. We think that's the best way to survive. And as long as we don't take care of that little girl and make her aware that she can stop doing that and can stop surviving, she will show up in relationship, especially with men, and depending on how our relationship with our father was.
Yeah. And when you say merging, can you kind of give your words to merging? How does it feel?
So what I'm talking about merging means fully rejecting your own desires, fully rejecting your needs, fully rejecting feeling what is it that I want, what is it that my body wants. So it was, example would be if your partner has a desire to go somewhere, and this from this merging codependent mechanism, you say, yes, I'm going with you, and a little, and while actually underneath it, it's like, okay, let me just first feel into my feminine, into my body. What does my body want? And if I feel I want to stay home, I want to be with myself, I'm able to speak that desire. I'm not scared for any consequences. I own that. I claim that. And it's okay. I'm still safe, even if he goes by himself. But the codependent part thinks, oh, don't leave me, don't leave me. I need to be with you in order to stay safe, in order to get your approval, acceptance, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, I love this. I love this, and I recognize so much from it, especially maybe in the phase where you're really in love.
Yes, that's a tricky one always. Yeah, you know, and there's a beauty to merging as well, but if it's coming from this codependent part, wounded part, it's quite destructive towards ourselves.
I gained 10 kilo because of this. When we were in love, I think, I'm not sure if it's the unhealthy or healthy, it doesn't matter. I think this part was like, when we were in love, my partner and I went out for dinner for like 4 or 5 times a week. It was insane. And most of the time I didn't even want it, but I wanted to be so...
Yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever, we will go out. But I gained like 10 kilo in less than a year, I think.
Wow.
So I think that's not abstract, but specific way it can turn out, right?
Of course, and it's really subtle, you know. It's like, and for me, the way that I broke through that pattern was coming back into connection with my body, with my intuition, with my femininity. That woke me up to that pattern. That woke me up like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm just adapting, leaving my own center, leaving my own desires. And I'm like, what? And it was really my body and my inner feminine calling me out and like, come back to yourself, don't leave yourself, come back here. From there you can connect, from there you can like be together, but not from this like, oh, I just leave myself, I abandon myself no matter what.
Yeah, I feel so inspired by this, because we also do this in business, I believe.
Yes, it's not only, I'm talking about relationships as an example, but it's like a mechanism that also goes like leaks into in the business, into family connection, friendships, everywhere in our whole, every area of our life, it can impact.
Yeah, because you can be so focused on what has to be or how is it supposed to be, and just kind of sort of merge yourself or kind of get yourself into this really tight space of where you cannot move. This is in so many ways, of course, in so many ways in business, especially when you are first starting and you don't know that there is a body that tells you what to do.
It's a really, I'm happy you share about this and connect it with business, because I don't want to say mistake, but for me that happened in business. Well, and it's quite a personal thing, but when I started my practice, I was invited to work in a center, and I didn't check in with my body, with my intuition, with my feminine, if I really wanted to join. And I said yes out of a codependent mechanism, out of like pleasing the person who invited me, because this little girl in me felt so seen and loved and approved by that person who's like, I want you as a therapist in this center. And I was like, okay, let's do it, but not from a genuine place. And it made me really codependent in my whole practice. And it was really reflecting back to me in my practice, because I was like, energy is blocking, energy is being stagnated. Why? Because it wasn't flowing, because my decision wasn't coming from this genuine place. It was coming from a wounded girl.
Yes. And this happens so many times in business. It happens to me. It just happened to me last week. I felt like, hey, there's something off here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I felt like my flow is blocked. I'm not sure. Blocked is maybe not even the right way to describe it, but I didn't feel my flow. It didn't come natural. And what I discovered, this is so mind-blowing. Mind-blowing to me, because I was focusing on this whole group of followers that I have. So let's say I have like 900 blah blah followers. I was just directing my energy on this kind of vast group of 900 people.
Yeah.
And one of my girlfriends called me out, and she said like, and I was kind of annoyed, because I didn't feel the energy came back to me from what I shared.
Yeah.
And she called me out and she said, but do you have like this really big yes to all of your community?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, no. So what I do, it's just a focus shift. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Focus on the people that I feel like really called out to connect with.
Yeah,
and I feel the flow again. So in so many small, big, like this small things that where you don't know even that the feminine isn't sort of there. I'm not sure how I can describe it, but it can have so much massive impact on you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Massive.
Yeah. And for me,
this can be the difference between flow and stagnation.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I would love to add something that maybe can be helpful for the women who are watching. Like, I sometimes ask women if they're stuck in their business or in relationships or wherever, in whatever area in your life. It's like, who is leading? Is it the woman within you? Or is it the little girl? And if the little girl is leading, okay. put her off that throne with love and respect. She doesn't need to lead your business. She doesn't need to lead your relationships, because you can imagine how something can't flow if this little wounded girl is leading the show, or is leading your business.
Yeah. And how can you kind of distinguish which is which?
Good question. So for me, personally, what I feel is when I check in with myself, when things are stagnated or like not flowing, I just feel into my body, and I feel when it's coming from this little girl who's in pain, or the wounded part, or whatever you want to call it, I feel in my body this contraction, and I feel smallness. I don't feel expansive. I don't feel this confidence. I don't feel my sensuality. I'm just cut off from it. And then I check in with her. For me, it's like, because it's so much inner child healing. It's really easy just to check in with her. How are you doing? What's happening for you? And then mostly she's in need of something. When I take care of her, she, I don't want to say disappears. She's always there, because the connection with her is just there. But it's like she doesn't want the show anymore.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Yeah, this is beautiful. So whenever you feel contracted in yourself, it's really good signal, like, hey, maybe there's something at play here in your body.
Yeah.
It needs attention. Feeling can help, or going into interaction with this part of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Ask what it wants or what she wants. What it needs, and give it to her, and see if there's spaciousness opening. And when that happens, probably the real answers or the real action arise. And you start to act from this more natural and joyful, and
but you feel it flowing again as well. You know, you're like, you're doing this with your hands already, like you feel this life energy starts to flow again.
Yes.
And I want to add one thing which maybe can also be really helpful for women who are listening and can really relate to this, is that if you would connect with your little girl, your inner child, and you feel that she's in need of something, or that she was wanting the show in your business or relationships, it can be really helpful to also tell her that it's a simple sentence, and it's like letting her know that she can, what is it, that it's actually none of her business. It's like something that one of my teachers during my study really taught me, like, it's none of her business, your relationships or your business. It's not maybe harsh, but it's like it's none of her business to lead your business. It's none of her business to lead your relationships or to be involved in that. She could just play and be free and be innocent and be playful. That's her job. Her job as a little girl is not to be part of your business or to be part of your relationships. Get what I mean? It's like giving her this permission and fire her from that job of maybe feeling responsible to lead. But that's she can just play, you know?
Yeah. And I love that you touch upon this, because playfulness in business is also a really nice way to create your business. Playfulness and using your excitement and spirit.
Exactly.
Inspiration.
Yeah, for sure. That's another topic, I think. So we can implement that in our business.
So maybe it's nice to also give kind of a tool to check in with yourself. Is it the yes or a no? Because I can feel my yes and I can feel my no. I'm so curious where you can feel your yes and no.
So
for example, there's a client that wants to work with you, or there's a person that wants to date with you. Let's just include relationship, because it's also so interesting. Where do you feel your yes and no?
I feel that really strongly in my womb, because that's just where I feel my connection. I feel that really in the depth of my being. I call it the depth of my center. That's where I feel that. And I feel this pulsation happening if it's a yes. Mm-hmm. And
I also see you kind of leaning forward,
yeah,
like, or feel like go.
yeah, actually, that's really interesting. You reflect that back. It's like my body is almost like making this forward movement, like, yes. Mm-hmm. And if it's a no, I just feel like stagnant. It's like nothing, like
what
this.
What is for you the difference between fear and a no? Because maybe there's also distinguishing this, because you can feel yes and then you're afraid.
Yeah.
And there's just this, nah, not gonna happen. Also in maybe sex, in relating, in business.
Yeah.
I think this plays out in so many different parts.
Yeah. So you're saying the difference in feeling what is fear and what is a real no?
Yes, because you can feel, hey, you can be really excited about something, but mm-hmm. fearful for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, really important to distinguish, because it's not always like when you contract that it's not for you.
No.
So yeah.
For me, if it's a fear, I feel my head taking it over.
Mm. Mm.
Like when now we're talking about it, I can really feel fears getting activated in my brain. I feel it's like a mind, not mind. I don't want to say mind show. It's playing out. Like all fears are being activated. I feel that really up here. Mm-hmm. That's not here down in my body. It's really up. That's where I feel my fears. And I can also sometimes feel in contraction, like my shoulders go up. But mostly, I feel that in my mind. Yeah, what is it for you? I'm curious. Where do you feel the fear, or like the difference in the no or the fear?
So when I feel a yes, mostly it's like a tingling feeling, like near your vulva, or also sometimes in my heart. It's like, wah! It's
like
sort of opening. Wah! It can be subtle, because sometimes when I'm interested in maybe working with a coach, it can be super subtle. So sometimes I'm like, is it like a yes, or is it like, you know? So
yeah. Yeah,
it always feels kind of light and expansive and opening.
Yeah, amazing.
Go open. And the no is mostly like sort of I have my hands in front of my face, like, nah.
Yeah. I love that.
Nah. Like sort of a strict no, sort of a block or.
Yeah.
When it's fear. So for the real no is like most of the time it's an inner knowing. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no movement in my body.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm related.
Fear feels depleting or contracting. And then most of the time I just first address my fear, and then I will feel again.
Yeah. Beautiful. Love that.
So we have discussed so many beautiful things. This is such an amazing, I'm not sure how long we are on already, but it's so, wow.
Yeah. Great. Super expansive, you know? It's like, wow.
For the people that listen and they feel movement inside their body and feel activated or triggered, just know that you can kind of shake yourself and maybe brush yourself off, or
if you want to dance, touch yourself, massage yourself,
yeah, move the energy, because you know, when speaking into the subjects, a lot of things can get activated or triggered, or
even memories can come up, or like whatever, you know, just
allow them
and allow the movement. Exactly.
And write them down for you, and you can kind of anchor the experience you have in the episodes. You can kind of anchor this and ground it a little bit more. So long, is there anything that is important to share still on this episode on the mother wound, on feeling worthy, maybe worthiness, on sensuality, sexuality, on leadership. Is there anything that kind of pops up?
Yeah, the only thing that comes through is like, to the women who are listening, watching, it's like, I want to give them the message that wherever they feel like disempowered in themselves, in their life, that you have the just the permission and the allowance and the birthright to bring those back, bring those parts back into an empowered energy. You have, this is your birthright to be an empowered woman in her femininity, who leads from that place that feels right for her. So it's really about like, I want you to know that's your birthright.
How can you integrate these parts when you feel like, I think I'm giving my power away, because that's what you're doing actually, when you feel kind of some sort of unworthiness or not enoughness.
Yeah, you know, there are many ways, but for me personally, it starts with like inner child healing and seeing those survival mechanisms, becoming aware of them and really giving that part in you the space to be there to express itself. And then we immediately already starting to reclaim our power. Yeah.
So in this, in interaction with your, with the part of yourself that is kind of right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Of course you give these sessions as well. Maybe you can elaborate on this a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. They can be really supportive in like healing your connection with your femininity, which is interconnected with your relationship with your mother. And the moment we heal this mother wound, we heal the relationship with ourselves, and we heal the relationship with the earth, with the mother. You know, it's like this ripple effect. We heal the relationship with our future daughter or our daughters that we already have. You know, it's like, it's a beautiful ripple effect that it can have.
So the most women that are listening, I think they have a business. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest tip to let your business flow?
Create safety within yourself. Create safety within your body.
Thank you, dear one.
Thank you so much. It was such an inspiring, expansive, abundant, transmission. Wow. Thank you for having me and inviting me into this space. And
thank you. This was awesome. I loved it. Wow. I'm really blown away. I'm like, so much has happened in this hour, I think. For the women that are listening, how can they, what can they do to work with you or be in touch with you?
They can find me, the easiest way is find me through Instagram. I have like a link there where you can book like a free introduction session with me to just find out if my work is in resonance, if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. Or it's my website, it's www.solajboumard.com. But I think Instagram, if many of you are on Instagram, just find me there, just solaj.boumard, and you can find me there. And if you want to know more, you can always send me a private message as well.
Yeah, so if anything comes up in this podcast from which you're like, I want to know more about this, just reach out to either one of us. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And we can help you a little bit further on your way. You touched upon safety, create safety in yourself. So on the 30th of May, I'm hosting Return to Softness. Ceremony. In the evening, Amsterdam time, from 7 to 10, and it's actually about creating safety in your body by touch, by movement, and activating this life force energy inside yourself. So when you feel when you feel called to this work, you can just check if it's something for you or just send me a message and you're welcome.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it will be. So excited for this, because I feel like feeling worthy and feeling safe is such an amazing sort of exponential factor in having a feminine based business.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
starting point.
Exactly.
Really to sustain it, but sustain it with your body, with your being.
I love that. Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it.
We have so many episodes we can record to launch. Oh my God.
Oh my God. There's so many more topics I would love to
share.
So definitely let's continue.
Regular. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, love. Thank you for having me.
So next episode, I believe I've invited Afke Reinga. Will speak into leading from love. She's a life lover and she's, I think, so awesome in it. So we are going to discuss this, how you can sort of utilize your love and your life force into creating a really flourishing and beautiful and juicy business for yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, lovely. So beautiful. There are so many beautiful women with so much wisdom.
And it's so amazing. We're sharing this wisdom. We're powering each other, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So, Lunch, I want to thank you. Thank you for everybody that listened.
Yeah. Especially thank you for all of you being here, listening to us, hearing us, receiving it. Like, thank you for yourself for showing up.
Yeah, thank you. And know that you can contact us. You can contact me through theloverebels.nl in Instagram and Solange on solange.beaumont. And if you cannot figure it out, just message me and I will redirect you. And I probably will put it somewhere in the text box below.
Amazing.
Thank you all for listening and see you next time.
See you soon. Mwah. Lots of love.